The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Fardy is with me now to talk about The Lady in the Lake on Apple TV.
Yes, indeed. Lady in the Lake. I'm not sure if the definitive article is in it. I probably should have checked.
So just maybe Lady in the Lake.
I think it's just Lady in the Lake. You'd think I would know, supposedly being the TV and expert. But I put my money on it. It's probably Lady. But anyway, put either into Apple TV and you will find it. And I have to say, of late, Apple TV are really starting to up the game in terms of TV shows. Like, there's a lot of good stuff out and it's very well made. Like, they are pumping billions, dare I say trillions, into the benefit of TV. And this is prestige TV. Now, this was based on a novel and we have Natalie Portman in her first TV role. She's never really done a TV series before. She's popped up in things, but this is her tentpole. And she plays a frustrated Jewish housewife who hears of the death of a small child in their community and is very upset that no one's taking it serious enough. In tandem with that, we have a lady called Cleo Johnson, who's, and this is all taking place in Baltimore, who's struggling to keep her children safe on the mean streets of Baltimore, and one of them's quite ill. And her husband is this charming guy who's a stand-up comedian in a club, but isn't getting as many gigs as he should, and his stand-up is okay. And it's their two stories. And what's fascinating is Cleo is played by Moses Ingram, that American actress, and she's brilliant in it. But at the start, the very opening scene, we hear her talking, despite the fact that she's being thrown dead into a lake. But it's not a spoiler. And the show then pivots these two women's stories kind of against each other and in tandem, because the girl disappears. Then when Moses Ingram's character, Cleo, disappears, Maddie, if you're still following me, Natalie Portman's character,
Natalie Portman character, yeah,
is also trying to follow what's going on here. And it is meaty, meaty drama. Now, one of your team said to me it was dreary and dull. Let's just call
Someone
her Sue Murphy for argument's sake, you know.
Very dark.
It is very dark. But what I will say is the first episode mightn't be the best ambassador for it, because it's what they call world setting, and they are kind of setting up the characters and what's involved. But if you stick with it, by golly, it delivers. It's dropping weekly, right? And people can only see up to episode 5 if they have Apple TV until Friday. And episode 5 ends with, let's just say, a twist that is worthy of something like The Mayor of Easttown or The Sopranos. This is brilliant TV if you stick with it.
Have you got a clip?
I do. So she gets a job eventually after she leaves her husband. This is Maddie, Natalie Portman's character, in the Baltimore Sun. And she starts working basically in the helpline. And what's really good, like, as in people writing in wanting their problems to be solved. And it shows this very toxic, very male dominated newsroom of the 1960s. And she's desperately trying to become a proper reporter. And they're just giving her bylines. And she goes to an African-American newspaper and says she's on the trail of Cleo's death. And this is the interaction they have.
Hey, Ms. Murphy. I'm Maddie Morgenstern. I write for The Star.
So Cora said, but I've never seen your byline on it.
I write the helpline column, so the world knows me as Miss Helpline.
How can I help you, Miss Helpline?
Well, you've been covering the Cleo Johnson story.
I have been for 3 months now.
I'd like to know more about her.
What for?
Well, for a story, of course.
When that poor girl was missing, she didn't even write a few words in your Metro column. But now that y'all think some white killer has something to do with it...
I actually don't think he had anything to do with it.
Who do you think did?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to find out.
Your paper did quite the piece on him.
Exactly. Actually, I worked on that. I just didn't get credit in the byline.
Let me get this straight. I bust my ass following leads, getting interviews, putting timelines together, and you want me to hand it all over to you so you can finally get your byline in a Star? No, thank you, Miss Helpline.
With all due respect, Miss Murphy, when the Afro Prince's story, only colored folks pay attention to it. If the Star runs a story, everyone has their eyes on it.
If that's all the respect I'm due, I can do without it.
Oh, good dialogue.
Yeah, great dialogue.
Who does she think she is, a podcaster?
Very good. But the thing about it is, as well, I should have mentioned, she leaves her husband, Natalie Portman's character, and there's a whole Jewish story going on. And then she moves into basically a slum in Baltimore. And there's very strange narrative plot lines. And Cleo works in this nightclub where her husband is a performer, and there's these gorgeous kind of jazz music montages. Like, it's so beautifully put together. Mm. But in tandem with that, and I've said in tandem a few times, I was on a tandem bike during my holidays, maybe that's it. But there is a great drama here. It's not all just meaty, sumptuous to look at. There's brilliant, compelling drama in this.
And the director, do we know the director?
Yeah, she's an up-and-coming lady, Alma Aldra, I think it is. And it's based on a book, and she's done sterling work with this because it doesn't feel like a book, which is the important thing. Because when books get made into TV shows, it can often be, you can see the rivets. You completely don't see the rivets on this. So I would like you and the aforementioned Kathy to give it a go, if that would be okay.
Okay, Lady in the Lake, without the definitive
without
article.
Without the definitive article. My bad, I put that on the notes just to clarify.
Okay, Apple TV, seven episodes,
dropping
down,
weekly.
Two to go.
Always a good sign when they're dropping them weekly, you know?
Okay, very good. What's in screen time this week?
1982. There was 8 weeks in 1982 when eight of the most successful films of all time were ever released, including E.T. There's a book out about it called The Future Was Now, a Change Cinema. Fascinating stuff. The week's new releases. And the director of Kneecap. I know you had the lads in last week.
The director of Kneecap, fascinating man too. Englishman.
Yeah, and basically
to
says
a Belfast woman.
Yeah, and says you can't accuse us of anti-Englishness in this movie. I'm English, which is kind of a clever way.
But I was talking to Tom Dunn. I think he was chatting with him as well. Yeah. He said his backstory is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And he left a newspaper over his Islamophobia and all that kind of stuff. And it's funny, I asked him what was next, and he gave me a very journalistic answer by not telling me anything, but did in a very articulate way. I was very impressed.
All right, all in screen time. Thank you very much, John.
Cheers.
For popping in. Now, some of the comments to conclude. I'm glad you're doing this feature on cholesterol. I'm in my early 60s. I've had lost 4 friends due to heart issues since the COVID emergency ended. I also have a good few fit, healthy friends and workmates who've recently been told they have high cholesterol, including myself, and I never looked after my health more since lockdown. That's from Declan. Another one. I hit 40, had medical, bloods came back, high cholesterol, increased exercise, changed eating a bit, brought it down. I have 3.1 LDL, but 2.5 HDL, overall a big improvement. So it can be done simply with lifestyle. Well, that's all we have time for on the programme today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.